Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
Welcome to Columbus and WCBE.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's Elin Jewell and her band. They're going to play a few for us today live. And we'll have some tickets to give away for the live performance tonight over at Natalie's Coal Fired Pizza. I know tickets are going fast for that one. It sold out last time through. So better check that out at nataliescoalfiredpizza.com to get your tickets. And as I mentioned, we'll have some to give away today as well. The latest CD, Queen of the Minor Key, came out about a year and a half ago. And we'll see what's been in the works for maybe a new one after this first song that you're going to do for us today.
All right. This is one from Queen of the Minor Key. It's called Home to Me.
It's Elin Jewell from Queen of the Minor Key, her latest release on Signature Sounds, and she's been out on the road for quite some time, supporting, well, just not even with that album, since you've been putting albums out. You've been quite the traveler. And tell us a little bit about Queen of the Minor Key. I know it featured such artists as Zoe Muth and Big Sandy, who's one of our favorites here at WCBE, and of course, the guys with you today.
Yeah, it's... You know, it was a lot of fun to put together. I'd never had a guest vocalist really on any of my, or not really featured anyway, on any of my albums before. So it was kind of new territory for me, and I really love Zoe Muth and Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys, of course. So it didn't really take a lot of thought on my end to choose, you know, who to ask. But it took a lot of nerves because I was very afraid that they would say no, or, you know, I, because I'd never done that before. I'd never had a guest vocalist, so I didn't know what to expect. And I'm just so thrilled with what they contributed to the record, and I just have the utmost respect for them as musicians and people. So mm-hmm. it was a lot of fun.
Now, did you have your people contact their people, or what was it?
No, it was more direct than that because you know we're friends. We've done some tours with both of them, and so it was more personal than that.
And the title track, Queen of the Minor Key, one of our favorites here at Station, and as well as many others. It's a great, complete album. And but it kind of came, the title track kind of came as a result of a little jab towards you. Will you tell us about that story?
Yeah. Well, I was doing a show with a musician friend of mine years ago, and he kind of, as a joke, said, "Ladies and gentlemen, the Queen of the Minor Key, Elin Jewell." And it was his way of making fun of me for doing so many songs in minor keys, you know, the kind of spooky, eerie sounding songs that I seem to really gravitate towards. So he just, you know, he'd kind of jibed me about that before. So, and at first I was embarrassed, and I thought for a second, like, oh, maybe I should try to not do so many songs that are, you know, in those spooky keys. And then that lasted for about 2 minutes, and then I went right back to doing it. And I think that I just decided eventually just to kind of own it. And that's, you know, that's what I'm into. So that's
wear that
what
crown,
I'm going to be.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Elin Jewell and her band live from Studio A today. They got a couple more for us. Again, we'll do that ticket giveaway shortly for the show tonight over at Natalie's Coal Fired Pizza. What's this next one you're going to do for us?
I was thinking of doing another one from that latest album. You guys want to do Santa Fe?
Yeah.
All right, this is a collection of memories from when I used to live in New Mexico.
Right.
And I call it Santa Fe. Ball.
another great one live from Studio A today. Elin Jewell with Santa Fe. It's off Queen of the Minor Key. And Santa Fe, kind of where it all began for you in terms of performing in front of people. You did the busking. Is that where it started? Can you tell us?
That's right.
Tell us more about that.
Well, I left my hometown of Boise, Idaho, when I was 18 to go to school down there in Santa Fe at St. John's College. And that was when I discovered that performing could actually be a really fun and rewarding thing. Before that, I was always taking piano lessons, and every year I had to do a piano recital, and I dreaded it literally all year long. I hated getting up in front of people, and that started, you know, when I was 7 years old, so I hated performing for a long time. And then I think I was just too shy for it or something. But then when I moved to Santa Fe, there's a great farmer's market there. And a friend of mine was really into busking, like street performance stuff there. So he asked me to sing a song with him that we'd been working on just for fun. And at first I thought that sounded like a terrifying idea, and I refused. And then eventually I relented, and it turned out I really enjoyed it, so that when he graduated and moved on, he was a year ahead of me, I decided to keep doing it by myself and keep the busking thing going. And and then even after I left Santa Fe, I went to Venice Beach in L.A. to continue busking, and I did that for a little while, and then eventually kind of worked my way up to, you know, an open mic on a real stage, and then it evolved into this band together, and now here we are.
And we're loving it. We're loving it. Thank you all for being here. You want to introduce your guys here today?
Sure, yeah. We've got Jason Beek on the drums and backup vocals, and Johnny Shasha on the upright bass, and Jerry Miller on electric guitar.
Well, welcome. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
And speaking of busking in the L.A. and Boston, where you're from, I'm sure busking is different in different cities. I mean, some more people, you know, some cities are harsher than others in terms of friendliness and being ignored, I guess. Mm-hmm. Is that the case that you felt the differences?
Yeah, absolutely. I tried busking when I first moved to Boston. That's where I met the guys. That's where the band formed. And I think that maybe lasted, I don't know, maybe I did it three times. I moved to Boston in the winter, so it wasn't really the best introduction to it for busking, but it was just like night and day, you know, compared to Venice Beach. Every day is like perfect, beautiful weather. Everyone's in a great mood. Mm-hmm. They want to throw money at people on the streets. And in Boston, as much as I love that city, it was not a good place for me to busk. It was you know, lots of people in a hurry, very grumpy. Everything was very dirty in the subway. So I had these little gloves where I had to cut the fingertips off of them so that my, you know, so I could still play the guitar, but not have my hands freeze off. So that really wasn't for me. But it was a good thing, as it turns out, because I think it forced me to move on to the next, what I saw as the next step for me, the next challenge, which was getting on a stage and overcoming my stage fright.
From the piano recitals to now, out there, out and about. And originally from Idaho, you also recorded this latest one up in kind of a secluded area. Will you describe the, because it's not very well known, I've read.
Well, I wrote it in a secluded area in Idaho. I recorded it in the Boston area. All of my records were recorded in the Boston area. Most of the writing for this new one was, I can't even really say where I was, because it wasn't even in a town. It was literally in the middle of nowhere, and I loved it, though. There was no electricity or running water, so there were no distractions at all, no possibility of, like, the phone ringing or the TV somehow turning on and me getting sucked into some silly reality show or something. So it was very very conducive to just focusing, and I already can't wait to go back and do that again. That particular spot that I chose is not accessible in the winter, so I haven't been able to get back there for a while, but I'm going to go someplace nearby really soon in March and try to do some more writing and focusing.
So that's kind of how your style of the all the words coming out is to being kind of by yourself and a quiet area and all that. So you probably haven't had much time to do that over the last year and a half.
That's
since
true.
The other one came out. So
yeah, it's been a lot of touring, almost, you know, nonstop, moving around. And actually, I did just move back to Idaho. Jason, the drummer, and I, he's also my husband. We just moved from Boston to Idaho. So even when we weren't touring, we were moving.
Right.
So it's been a busy time. But I'm starting to think about the new record, and I'm excited about starting to write again.
Well, we're so happy you joined us today. Thank you all, and for being here. Just one last question about the Loretta Lynn CD, the tribute that you put out previously to Queen of the Minor Key. It was kind of just a fun project that you guys were doing, and didn't really intend to put out a full length tribute to Loretta Lynn. Will you tell us about the side project and how that came to fruition? I guess.
Yeah, it started out as a way for us to appear in our favorite bars in Boston anonymously. And the reason we wanted to do that was because we were trying to kind of grow as a band in Boston, trying to go, you know, work our way into bigger venues and bigger audiences, and that was a valuable endeavor. But at the same time, we missed the bars, you know, mostly Irish bars that we kind of came up in, and so in order I take it you're Irish. The Irish bars were always the best to us in Boston, and but they tended to be very small. So that was our way around it, was to form Butcher Holler and do all Loretta Lynn songs and just appear anonymously, and whoever was there, and not worry about it and just have fun. And so that worked out for a while, and then the president of our record label heard us doing this, as you know, this act, Butcher Holler, and said, well, you guys sound so great, you should do a record. So we've kind of shot ourselves in the foot with the whole anonymous thing. But
it didn't keep so well after.
Right, now the secret's out, but it was a lot of fun to put together, and I just love Loretta Lynn, so.
Yeah. Well, we love you guys. Thank you so much again for being here, and let's do that ticket giveaway after this last song that they're going to play for us. Safe travels to you. We'll see you tonight, though, at the show over at Natalie's Coal Fired Pizza.
Yeah.
And are you going to play the title track? Are you going to play something different?
Well, we were thinking of delving into our past and doing one from Sea of Tears.
Okay, right. Yeah, awesome. Let's hear it. Elin Jewell and her band live from Studio A today. And they're tonight over at Natalie's. Thank you again.
Thank you. This is called Rain Rollin'.
A 1, 2, 3.